Okay, let me read you the Shaila, and then we'll see the deeper ramifications of this Shaila. Chadoshim achodim b'fnei shagirmanim yimach shemam hotziu lepoel es herig hayilodim hayehudim hayodua b'shem kinder action. This was, which was on Yom Gimel v'dalad Nisan Tov Shincha in Kovna. They took the children out of the ghetto and killed them. Kvar nafutsa hashmua halo tova b'ghetto apulas zavazu shazevim ho'arurim omdim lahavir b'fu'ulas retzach hamoni zeh nirtzachu oz ke'elef u'mosayim yelet. 1,200 children were killed from ghetto Kovna before the ghetto was next Cheshvan was liquidated. So this was like a half a year before they got rid of the children. Hahorim ha'umlovin chipsu, but they knew, the rumors were going that this is what the Nazis had planned to do. So hahorim ha'umlovin chipsu eitzos v'tachbulos eich lahabriachas yaldeyem olaleyem midei harotzkim atmeyem kidei latzilem mitabach tabach hashman hazeh. So tevach, but they, what's it called, so parents were trying to find eitzos how to save their children. Achas ha'eitzos ha'eso liknos te'udos leida migoyim shebehen ha'yokosuf shem nachri. One of the ways of saving the children was to buy a birth certificate that had a goyish name, what's it called, mezuyath, a forgery, but that identified the child as a goy. V'lasim te'udah kazos besocha atifo shel ha'olim v'ayonkim shebehem otvus ha'chavilos ha'chayus ha'ilu, to wrap up the children, to put the birth certificate in the wrapping. In other words, we're talking about infants that they abandoned on the doorsteps of goyim with goyish papers, so the goy wouldn't feel threatened that he has a Jewish child. He'd be able to show the papers that it was a goyish child, and the children will be saved by being brought up by goyim. What they do, they abandon them by orphanages, goyish orphanages, or churches, and then the priests, the nuns, would take these children in. So the orphanages or the churches would raise these children thinking that they're going. This is one ploy of how to save the children from death. Some people went even further. They gave their children over to priests to raise them as goyim. The priests were more than happy to take a Jewish child and convert him and make him into a goy, right? Mitoch tikva, but what they didn't want the children to be brought up as Christians. They were hoping they come back and take their children back. But at least this would be temporarily a way for the child to avoid this liquidation of the children of the ghetto. Some didn't go that far and give them over to priests. They gave them over to families, goyish families, that were willing to risk their lives to harbor Jewish children. That they promised they would hide the children until after the war. If the parents survived, they would give the children back. That's what they said many times after the war. They didn't want to give the children back. Many times children were brought up in goyish orphanages or in convents, and the goyim didn't want to give them back, because in their eyes they were giving them back to to bishmat, right? They converted these children, they're good Christians, and now they're giving them back to be Jews. And there were many instances where gedolim were mater, right? They couldn't get into these convents. They wouldn't let them in. So they had yeshiva bachrim and girls, Beis Yaakov girls, that went in as double agents. They went in, what's it called? They're thinking that they're interested in converting or checking out whatever, and they let them in. And many times, what they did was, when they got into these places and they got amongst the children, so they would start saying Shema Yisrael or things that the kids would remember from when they were little, and then they would, because they always claimed we have no Jewish children here, and then they would weed out the Jewish children and almost kidnap them to get them out of these places. That's what happened right after the war in many places. Panovizhirov, made a whole system of for children, Nitzolei HaShoah, especially these that were brought from missionaries or whatever, or convents or whatever, made homes for them. And he, the Klausenberger Rebbe also adopted a lot of these children. So many of them were saved after the war. The Nishalti, and the Shaila was in Mutter Lassos came. Nitzala Dinner, you're allowed to do that. Parents didn't ask too many Shailas. Right? There's even a story I saw that there was a family that was not from. People who basically were Bundists or whatever. And they had a chance to save their child by giving them over to a Christian family, but they knew that the chances were that they raised them as Christians, especially if they didn't survive. And they refused to do it. Whatever, you know, there's a red line of what they're willing. Better the children should die than they should be brought up as goy. See if that's true or not. She says, "Is mutter to do it?" Miachish esafik gadol who im hahori misharu bechayim, atinokos halolu yitmu ben agoyim velo yedu asama molartam. L'maisa, these children will be brought up as goyim. The chances are that the parents won't survive, and you're giving them over to shmat, basically giving them over to be ovdei avodah zarah. Because Christianity, Catholicism, we hold is avodah zarah. So this shaila, in a much more drastic way, was asked, and the machlokas, in the Middle Ages, the Crusades. And that's what I wanted this for. I'll read you an interesting, gruesome Dasikane Vibaliatosis. It says like this, that the pasuk is the Achas Dimchem and Apshoseichem Edros, talking about suicide. So on that pasuk, there's a famous Dasikanin. This one also doesn't have a Dasikanin.
It does.
Yes. Says like this. Shaila is Shim Yore Adam Shema Yasulo Yisurim Kashim. Person's afraid that they'll torture him and they'll force him, right, to shmat up, and he won't be able to control it, right? So he won't be killed. He'll be tortured and he'll convert. Okay. So the question is a person allowed to kill himself to avoid that? In other words, what's the halach of Yehorig Val Yavar? Yehorig Val Yavar means somebody wants to kill you or you convert. So you refuse to convert and he kills you. That's the halach. What happens if you're afraid that he'll torture you till you convert? Are you allowed to kill yourself first? Or maybe not. You're not allowed to kill yourself, right, to avoid having to shmat up, and if you're an onus, and that's it, finish. Not mechuyev to kill yourself. You're mechuyev not to save yourself by converting, but not to kill yourself to avoid converting. And according to one opinion, that's also you can't do such a thing. You can't kill yourself to save yourself from shmat. You can't save your life by being shmat. But you can't kill yourself either to save yourself from Shabbat. Maharash Bar Avram HaMechune, okay. Umaisa Barav Echad. It was a Maisa with a Malamed Tinokos, okay, a teacher. Sheshochad Harbi Tinokos B'Shas HaShmat. He held that, no, you are allowed to kill yourself as avoid Shmat. And the Mela, you can kill other people also. They should avoid them from Shmat, especially children. And that's when the Crusades, they did. They killed each other to avoid being forcibly baptized and converted. Okay? Kihoye Yorishi Aviru Maldas, because he was afraid that the Crusaders would come and they would force the children to convert. Okay. There was another rabbi who disagreed with him and said, you can't do that. You have to give up your life rather than convert, but you can't kill yourself or somebody else to avoid them being converted against their will. Like, that you can't do. You can't actively kill yourself. You have to passively let yourself be killed. You can't kill yourself to avoid shemat. V'kara rotzeach, this other Rav who disagreed, who said you're not allowed to kill yourself or surely not other people to save them from shemat, called the other guy a rotzeach. But he was right, he didn't care. So he killed all these little children to save them from shemat. But Amar also Rav, im kidvara yoharig also Rav b'misa mishuna. The Rav said, if I'm right and what you're doing is wrong, in the end you should die in misa mishuna. And that's not what happened in the end. Not that that defines the halacha, but it's telling us a story. That's what happened. They captured him, right? And I guess because they found out that he killed these children to save them from shmad, so they tortured him. They flayed his skin. They skinned him and put sand between the layers of the skin and his flesh to torture him. The Akrakat is battle Xera, and then the Xera was bottled, and these children would have lived and not been gone to Shmad had he not killed them. The Mlo Shachad also Matinokos, so here is a machlokus, whether you have to kill children to save them from Shmad, or you don't have to kill them. You let whatever plays out, and if they're shmad, right? And they can't, they don't give themselves up to Nisa. The goyim don't give them that choice, and they force them because they're children, right? To convert, then that's what happens. They're anusim. So according to the opinion that you can kill children to save them from shmad, you most certainly can't give them over to what's it called in a sophic, where there may be shmad or not. According to the other opinion, and that's pretty much the halacha, that you don't kill children to save them from shmat. Kill anybody to save them from shmat. Right? You just have to give your life up, but you don't actively do anything to kill yourself or anybody else. So now the shaila is the other way. Okay, so you don't have to, what's it called, actively kill the children. Not allowed to. Are you allowed to therefore do something where a suffix will be whether they'll be shmat or not? Or you have to let them die, let the Nazis come and kill them, and not take such a chance. You're not shmatting up these children, right? You're putting them in a situation where maybe they'll be shmad or not. So he brings, first of all, in the Tshuva, an interesting Rambam, Diuk in the Rambam. It says, the Rambam says, "Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin al Kiddush Hashem Agodol Hazeh," right? And he explains what Kiddush Hashem is, that if there's a situation of where it's your life or Avodah Zarah, you have to give up your life. It doesn't say call Ish V'Ish or call Ish V'Ish, it's call Beis Yisrael. When it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, the Medayik, that it's even children. What's it called? That it's not only, what's it called, it's not only adults, but call Beis, anybody who's part of Beis Yisrael. And therefore, it applies even to children. Okay, called Beis Yisrael. So, but the mice, not everybody holds like that, right? And he brings down a Nimuke Mari that says Afilu B'tani B'mashma, right? And it's not a din on the individual; it's a din on Klal Yisrael. So, if that's the case, you wouldn't be allowed to give over even children. But the mice, not everybody holds like that, and therefore, it's possible that if you're not giving them over mamish to shmat. No, it's for sure. It's possible that the parents will survive, and it's possible that the goyim will give them back. So then, misafik, right? You're allowed to give children into such a situation. And on the other hand, there is somebody wants to be machmir per se. There's reason to be machmir too. In other words, it's not clear halacha, right? If it's for sure to give over the children to shmad, then l'chora you're not allowed to do that either. Then you're actively doing something to shmad them up to save their lives. That's not allowed. But if you're not actively giving to shmad, you're putting them in a situation where now is a suffix. So all you're doing is taking them out of sakana at the time being, and there's a suffix, what's going to be with them? There definitely is a heterin to do such a thing. That's one thing. Next.
So with giving the children to monasteries, whatever it was.
Yes, it depends what the intention. The monasteries many times said, we're not going to convert these children. We'll hold them for you. Now, whether you can trust them or not is a suffix. So in most cases, again, if it's for sure, I'm giving the child over to you, convert him. That the is awesome.
Even if they're planning on saving him after, would it be Esther? Yeah?
Not sure. Because right now the kid's only a cotton. And according to the tzad, that a cotton's not chayiv in anything, so he's not chayiv in not being gishmad also, and there's a suffix, it won't last, you'll be able to undo it.
And even if he's
not sure,
even
not
if
sure.
He's 12 years old, he's still a suffix because it could be the war will be over next day.
Right. Okay, next.
But does this conversion thing really mean anything in our eyes anyway?
It doesn't make a difference. The person they sell him, bow down to this idol or I'll shoot you in the head. And the person's bowing down to the idol and he's thinking to himself, this is ridiculous, I don't mean anything with this, I'm just doing it as a show. It's awesome. You can't go through the motions, right? A lot of these people don't believe it, right? Nobody's going to believe in the idol because he was forced to do it. But going through the motions, which is also, it's avodah zarah. What's in your heart is irrelevant. You're doing an action of avodah zarah. You say you don't believe in it, whatever, that's what's awesome. So same thing over here, going through a baptism or whatever is basically the motions of being now mishumet to avodah zarah. For that you have to give your life, not to be baptized, even though you don't believe in it, it's all a show or whatever, still you have to give your life. That's why the Maranos, who lemaisa on the outside went to church or whatever, and they didn't believe in any of it. And the whole time they were there, they were, I don't know, thinking about jokes or whatever, and making it look like they were. It was also for them to do that. Right? They shouldn't have done that. They should have given their lives. But lemaisa, doing it, they weren't considered ovdei avodah zarah that they would be executed for it because they were anusim. But there was no heter for them to do it because of the onus. But the maisa, it's an onus. That's what the Rambam says. That if somebody forces you to serve avodah zarah, so you have to give up your life. If you didn't give up your life and you served the avodah zarah, you're not going to get the death penalty for doing it because you did it under duress. Obviously, you didn't mean it. You just did it because you were forced. But lechatchila, you're chayav to give up your life. But if you did it, it's not considered like you were over the avodah zarah that you got a death penalty for it.
But these were children.
Yeah, but that doesn't make again. So that's a shayla. The child on his own may not have any mitzvahs or averus, but as part of Klal Yisrael, there are certain things that children are included because they're part of a tzibur, right? Like irani dachas, according to some opinions, kill the children too, right? Even though the children themselves were not guilty for being over the avodah zarah, but they're part of a tzibur that needs to be annihilated. They're part of the tzibur. So with the mitzvahs on the tzibur, Klal Yisrael as a klal have a mitzvah not to forsake the Rabbanu Shel Olam and even give the impression that they're over the avodah zarah or shmat. So then children are included in that too, not as individuals but as part of Klal Yisrael. Okay. Next one is
why is the only issue the question of a chazam that question of avodah zarah? Even if it were a different form, it happened not to be a avodah zarah. So isn't there any that when you do something like cutting yourself off from Klal Yisrael, it also has the same thing that you try to avoid it?
I don't know. Somebody would put a gun to your head and say, become a Muslim. I don't know if you know. It's not about a zari, you're not mechuyev to give your life for it.
Or a Muslim, but no. But if here we're talking about children, they're going to grow up and they may not ever know that they're Jewish.
Right. So what are they doing? They're doing isurim. Right, so those who serve are not Yorg Valyava. No, unless it's Avodah Zarah or Gilei Arayah Shvichas Dam. If it's not Shas Hashmad, so then what? Then the person, what's it called? A guy comes to you and he says, from now on you're going to eat treif and whatever, and all be over and all the mitzvahs except for Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayah Shvichas Dam. You don't have to give your life, even though you're cut off from I don't know if this is where is this, an Indian of being cut off from Klal Yisrael. I don't know. Do you have a Makor for such a thing?
The only thing I think of is by a different halacha, not by this.
Okay. One last. Shaila was. Oylanu ki nidminu b'mei harov v'azam eish shvoch aleinu Hashem chamaso v'apolo heishiv noson sonu b'yakzorim limchol sishmeinu. Okay, let me see where he gets to the thing. Okay, many people disguise themselves as Goyim in order to avoid being sent to concentration camps or whatever. This guy had a relative that masqueraded as a goy, and he was able to save himself in Belgium. He masqueraded as a goy. And we said already that's mutter, as long as you don't say that you're a goy, you give them the impression, that's fine. He lived in some small village as a goy, and he avoided the Nazis. And then the guy got sick, and he knew he was, what's it called, mortally ill. Now he was sick enough, he knew that it's very possible he's going to die. He's in this Goyisha village, everybody thinks he's a Goy, and he's going to die there and be buried as a Goy. He's going to be buried in a Goyisha cemetery as a Goy. How's he going to lie in peace, rest in peace, if he's buried in a Goyisha cemetery amongst Goyim? Therefore, he wrote a letter to his Karev to ask a Rav, right, because obviously there were no Rabbonim in this Goyish village. Could he command the Goyim? He wants to be cremated. So he won't be buried amongst Goyim, he'll be cremated instead. Then he won't be buried amongst Goyim. Kiravim Osim came. Like a lot of Goyim cremate themselves, or don't cremate themselves, they have themselves cremated after, right? Goyim chabdim is bakasha seilam vachshon tim mosam shisvus gufam al mosam, and the Goyim respect the wishes of a person who says he'd like to be cremated after he dies. I am mutter levakish yasu also kach lachar mosam alo. So the Maisa, he says that no, he says it's worse to cremate yourself and not to have the mitzvah of kvura, right, fulfilled with your body, even though the people who are doing it aren't fulfilling any mitzvah, but there's an isser of not being buried. That isser doesn't apply to the person who's dead; it applies to the people who are right. But the maisa, what's it called, being buried amongst goyim is a lot less of a problem than not being buried at all. So therefore, he said that what's it called, that they should definitely not command them to cremate him, and if after he's dead they'll bury him, but they'll bury him amongst goyim. Then hopefully maybe someday they'll reinter him. They'll have to find whatever. And if that doesn't happen, it's better to be buried, even if you can be buried amongst Goyim, than to be cremated.